It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Hi there. Welcome. We've got a very special guest here today for Interesting Islander, Tracy Warren. How
hey,
are you?
Hey, Tracy.
Good morning.
So I think many, many islanders, you are very connected. You know a lot of people. So listeners will say, yeah, I know Tracy. For anyone who doesn't, she is an entrepreneur. She excels at connecting people. You do all kinds of great things. You build houses, renovate, design. So we want to dive right into that. So let's start by asking, maybe you'll tell people, where did you grow up?
Been in PEI my whole life, but we started out in Stratford. My folks had a house there and then moved into Charlottetown when I was about 10.
Okay. And went to schools like in the Charlottetown?
Yes.
Rural?
I was a Birchwood Colonel Gray girl.
A Birchwood Colonel Gray
that's
girl?
Me.
Yeah.
Okay. That's me. Boy, I was a boy.
And did you stay on the island? Like, have you been here for your whole?
I have. I was in Moncton for a year when I was young and wild and trying to explore.
So Moncton is the wild spot?
Moncton was the wild spot.
Everybody needs a year of Moncton in their life, really.
That's what they say, that Moncton.
And then I was in Halifax when I was 19.
Okay.
I stayed there for a year, I guess.
Okay.
But the call to come home, you know, you always come back.
Always come back.
Yeah.
And we briefly mentioned it, so building homes, renovating homes, designing. You have had how many homes in Stratford?
Stratford, between renovations and new builds, was 10 homes.
10 homes?
10 homes, yeah. I don't even know where I, how it, it's just something I like to do and I'm passionate about. I wouldn't tell anyone that, you know, I'm the best at it. I just love decorating. And then the design part just kept coming through as well. So the first home that I actually built, I sketched it out on graph paper because back then the building codes weren't like they are today. And it was a lot easier to do things, especially in Mermaid. So I sketched it out on graph paper and gave it to the builder and he built it from that.
From your drawing?
From my graph paper. Yeah.
Nobody would ever be able to build a house from a drawing I did.
I want to say it.
Well, they could. It might look interesting.
Maybe like the lady who lived in the shoe or something.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. What's this? Why is there a tower going up from the back?
Do you want a door?
No, it was L1J, and he just looked at it, and I had everything memorized. I knew the width, measurements of a dishwasher, bathtub, everything, so...
But did you always have that aptitude? Like, were you interested in that sort of stuff when you were young? Like, in school and stuff?
I was lucky to get through school, but I was not a...
Like a lot
real,
of us.
Yes. Yeah. That, I don't know. I just had a thing for that. So I just would get graph paper and draw it out.
And you have also done renovations and design in commercial spaces that people, like, you know, around town or whatever would have gone to or seen some of your work.
Yeah.
Recent one, I think.
Yes, Collada Oyster House was the most recent.
Oh, we all know that place.
That was beautiful to get in there and be able to do that. And it was well needed. No disrespect to anybody. It was just, it was time. And it was great because Liam and Kim Dolan were there the night of the first opening.
Oh, yes.
So to have everybody together. Yeah. I actually got a nice photo with Kent Scales and Kent McPhee and Liam
nice
and Kim.
Nice little legacy there.
It was really cool. So I was really honored to be asked to be a part of that. Marley Anderson had approached me and asked if I would be able to step up and get involved. And
yes.
I ran with it. Loved it.
We're going to take a break here in a second. But sure. Just when you said step up, we also know that you're one of the performers in Dancing with the Stars for Hospice. So I'm sure you've been doing a lot
of performance. I can't tell you how good it'll be.
Well, we're going to learn more about that and more about you shortly. So thank you, Tracy. Great. We're glad to have you here.
All right. Tracy Warren's our interesting islander today for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Stick around.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery.
Ocean 100 and Greenfoot Energy Solutions want to pump.
Things happening in the coming months, including specials, casino events, and top of the park special dinners and shows. We'll see you at Red Shores.
J chance of showers this morning. Showers will begin this afternoon with 5 millimeters expected. Wind southwest gusting to 40 this morning and a high of 18. Tonight, showers will end near midnight, then cloudy with a chance of showers overnight. North wind gusting to 40 and a low of +5. And tomorrow is mainly cloudy with a high of 6. Right now, it's 13 in Summerside, 16 in Montague, 15 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
All right. Well, more with Tracy Warren. She is our Interesting Islander today. Your celebration calendar is on the way for the Confederation Bridge, and a couple folks going to be walking away with bridge passes today. It is 7:49. No school today. Ooh.
And a bag full of candy.
And a bag full of candy. Friday, that's the Cars You Might Think, Ocean 100. It's the morning show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott, and Tracy Warren today, our Interesting Islander. How you doing, Tracy?
Very well.
Are early mornings like a part of your routine? Like, is this?
Yes. Okay. I'm always up early.
Yeah, and that's really the key to success.
It is.
And you have grandkids,
and make your
too.
Bed.
Yeah, and make your bed. Making your bed first
as
thing
soon
in the morning.
As you get up.
Absolutely. That is the best tip ever. Do you make your bed first thing before you leave the house?
I do not.
Oh.
But yes. I'm going to tell you something. When I leave my bed, my two pugs are snoring away, and they just are so cute in there that I don't disturb them to make the bed.
No, no judgment. No judgment.
But I would make the bed before I got in again. Like, when I get home, I'll make the bed. It'll look just nice and...
And then just rough her all up and get in. 6 seconds before it's time to go to bed. I'm going to make this thing.
You guys, focus.
Okay. All right, sorry.
Tracy.
Yes.
I have to ask you this. So you have done so many neat things, and we were just talking about your skills and expertise in designing, building, renovating houses. You are an entrepreneur. You have a new title as Editor-in-Chief of PEI Living.
I do.
How's that?
That's great. So about a year ago, I started with the magazine. I met with the publisher, and we just thought it'd be a good fit. It feels like a lot of what I do connects everything back together.
Yes.
So I love that, because I'm kind of dealing with the same people all the time, but there's different, benefits for them, benefits for me as well.
So, yes. But yeah, sometimes, well, life has a funny way, like the path that you're on and then where you keep headed. And then you can look and say, like, geez, yeah, everything is connected. It was kind of propelling me there, or I was meant to be there, but you don't necessarily see it as
you don't
there.
See it in the beginning. Yeah. No, it ties in well with my Impact Marketing Solutions business as well. So everything kind of fits.
And I think the theme, if I was going to describe for you, is connection, like connectivity in people. Like, you're good
Absolutely.
At that.
Thank you. I'm going to let you say that. I'll take that. Yeah, it just seems to work well for me. I love being around people. I'm very social. And yes, I am entrepreneurial. So it has been a really good mesh.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Well, this is going to be a really good mesh here. Jill's full of meshes.
I am a mesh. Some people call me hot mesh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that was good.
That was pretty good, kid. That was pretty good, kid. All right. Confederation Bridge celebration calendar. Here it is. Oh, look. Tracy is so honored to be here for this. Happy birthday to Linda Bradley of St. Teresa from all your friends and family. Nico Angelini is 6 today. Happy birthday, Nico. Love Mommy, Papa, and Wyatt. Nora Doyle. It just says happy from Everett, your husband of 42 years. I'm assuming it's happy birthday. Okay. Andrew Cooper, with love from Aunt Renee and Uncle Daryl. Kevin Bernard is 40 today from Clara, Caleb, and Tiffany. Allie Johnston is 11 today. Off to grade 6. No, not today. No school today. On Monday, grade 6 at Southern Kings Consolidated from Mom, Dad, and all the fam jam. And Melissa McDonald, 43 today from Jen, Ryan, Storm, and Garfield. That was good work by me.
45th birthday tomorrow for Jermaine Chapman. Mike and Becky McDonald in Stratford, happy 16th. Will Keefe in Pleasant Grove, happy birthday.
Sharon McLaughlin of Montague. Happy birthday from Ian, Maggie, and Morty. Catherine Nicole, love from your family. Catherine is in Stratford, turning 8 years old. Chantel Arsenault, love mom, dad, and Rob. Chantel is in Stratford, turning 34 years old today. Happy birthday to Kathy McDougall of Grand River from Kevin and Scott. Tomorrow, Melanie Hoover celebrating a birthday, 35 years. Also, Amy Keefe tomorrow in Pleasant Grove. And I think that wraps up our birthdays.
Oh, perfect. Okay, let's make a draw then. A couple of bridge passes going out to Austin Ramsey and Adele McPhail. Hey!
Woo!
You got a couple of bridge passes, or well, one each, going your way from the Confederation Bridge. Well, more with Tracy Warren coming up next.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
Saturday, mainly cloudy and a high of 6. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, let's tidy up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. Thanks, by the way, Scott. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Do you have lots of Halloween candy left over, by the way? You said you prepared for 500.
I usually prepare for 500, and we had about 30.
Okay, well, that's good. That's,
unfortunately, there's some left.
That'll be good for a whole bunch of football Sundays.
Yes.
Probably all of them.
Someone could say that was planned.
Okay.
We did have a treat bowl here at work. Scott?
We did. That was the key.
Yeah, we did. It's empty now. Okay.
Bring some of your extra treats in, just saying.
This boy's name has been the most popular name 44 times since records began. So since they began keeping track of what the most popular baby name was annually, this name was the number one name, most popular name 44 times. What was it?
Do you want us to guess?
No.
Oh.
Michael.
I knew it!
It was Michael. Yeah.
There was five Michaels in my grade 5 class.
Well, there you go.
Five?
Oh, my gosh.
Cowboy Mike Hughes.
Yeah. And? Right on. Okay. Was he Cowboy Mike Hughes back then?
No, but he probably knew he was going to be someday.
Okay. Awesome. Let's give away...
five.
Yeah, let's give away
Michaels and Michelles. They were popular back then.
$100 gift card. To somebody that wrote in a correct answer. You know what, Chris Birch, come on in and see us. We'll hook you up with a $100 gift card. Chris, you are the man. Thank you for playing every day. $100 gift card for Robbins. We'll have more with Tracy Warren, our interesting Islander, coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinlock. Ocean 100.
But it's a game of
Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love. It's Ocean 100, 808. You know what I got to do? I got to give a shout out right this second to Gary, who called and said, hey, you guys want some coffee? And I was like, you never have to ask me. The answer is always yes. And then he showed up here and dropped off coffee. So, Gary, thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much, Gary.
That's amazing. What a great way to start November.
Oh. Gary, thanks, but you forgot the new... guest today.
Oh wow.
Just kidding.
Wait, you can actually have Jill's coffee, Tracy.
Oh my goodness. No, that's okay. No, it's good. You guys have been very kind and generous to me last week with the big birthday. So
you're gonna pay it forward?
I'm gonna pay it forward, yes. Tracy, last week I turned 50, and I know for your 50th birthday that something very exciting happened.
It's a good story.
It is. So I come up with the idea to have a surprise 50th for myself, but people didn't know that's what I was doing. So my husband and my lovely daughter, Karina, took the reins and started inviting people and planning my surprise 50th at Fox Meadow in the basement. So I got there, I walked in, and I was just in my jeans and regular top and kind of faked that I was surprised. And then after a couple of minutes, once we got settled, I went up and took the microphone and I said, just want to thank you all for coming. That was so kind of you to be here. But the surprise is actually on you. You're here for a wedding and we're getting married in 20 minutes.
Whoa, swear.
Yeah, people are crazy. Yes. So you referenced Chris, your husband, but at that time he was not your husband.
Right.
In the planning of the party.
Right.
People did not know him as your husband.
No.
And who's your husband? Can we say his name?
Yeah, Chris Wallace.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Luckiest man on PEI.
So
we know it. We
boom.
Know it.
Yeah. Were the guests just like when you made that announcement, were people like so excited? We're like, it must have been so emotional.
It was. There was there were some screams like, what? You know?
Yes.
And just a handful knew. My brothers both knew and their wives. So, and obviously my mom,
yes.
But everybody else was completely surprised.
Now,
it was a lot of fun.
Now say you're a person that didn't go, like you were like opted out of the party, right?
Can
Did you
I
make
just
them
call
feel
out,
bad?
Cindy Judson McDougal.
Oh no, we're using names. Oh no.
She felt so bad afterwards. She had tickets for a show with three other ladies or something. So she didn't end up making it and she felt terrible afterwards, but. There was a handful, I think, that had regrets and realized they probably could have made a better effort to get there. But that stuff happens.
Well, also didn't know what was going on, too.
They did
I guess,
not
right?
know. So,
and you, I mean, you're in the business, like you plan and execute marketing initiatives and events and all kinds of different things. Was this style of a wedding like? Was it pretty neat to have that sort of
spontaneous?
Yeah,
yeah, it was. That's what I wanted. I didn't really want all the fluff, and so. I just thought this is really a simple way to do it. People don't have to bring gifts and we didn't need anything. We just wanted our loved ones with us mm-hmm. while we said, I do.
Yes.
So, Chris's family knew. His sister had to come over from Halifax. So we had to tell them because how do you get them here? You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I feel like you got to tell certain people.
Certain
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Like if I didn't tell my mom and sprung that on her.
Mm. Yeah.
Hard you attack. Might hear about it later.
That's not a good idea.
Might
That's
like
not
to hear about good. It.
Mm.
Yeah. I know that recently you're known for bringing groups together. Mm-hmm. You've got a new initiative. It's the PEI Women Connect. Is that right, Tracy?
Island Women Connect.
Yep. Island Women Connect. And tell us a little bit about what that group does.
So... That group basically was, the initiative was to bring women together just for a place to go to get out socially, just become your best self. We support a lot of local initiatives. It doesn't matter the age. Our group has already become very diverse. Mm-hmm. I'm having events that are sold out. We do monthly events.
Mm-hmm.
So I come up with the ideas and the place to have it and try and spread it around different local businesses, restaurants. We're making a plan to go to Red Isle Cider, mm-hmm. do cider samplings and learn all about how that's made.
Yep.
So there's that aspect. And then last month, because it was breast cancer awareness, it seems funny to say last month.
It's I know, eh? It's just first. Yesterday.
I know. Yesterday. So we held a, I come up with an idea to do a pink party mm-hmm. and invited the ladies to come and we painted pumpkins pink. That's
yes.
a tongue
cool.
twister. And everyone got to take them home afterwards. But it was just to bring people together and make them feel welcomed. I just have to tell you quickly, there was a couple of stories that really hit me hard. One lady wrote and said she had lost her husband of 38 years. She was very lonely. And she said, can you tell me more about this group? I'd like to be a part of it, but I'm very nervous to go.
Mm-hmm.
Another lady looks after a disabled daughter, doesn't get out very often. And she said the same, I'm just nervous. And I said, look, we're just such a welcoming bunch of ladies. There's nothing fancy here. We're just sitting around living our best lives and awesome. Having some laughs. So they ended up coming. And one lady, when she got there, she just was shaking. She was so nervous. And it can happen if you're not socially out there. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, there's that anxiety, I guess. So, we're just trying to keep, have a safe place, like I say, and make people feel welcome and learn all about more women initiatives.
And right. if people wanted more details, if people wanted to reach out or if
Absolutely.
Anything, how can they find more details?
So I have a Facebook site and Instagram site.
Okay.
So jump on and give us a follow, Island Women Connect, and we're here to help you make more meaningful connections.
I love it.
It's all pretty right. important. And especially post-COVID and all that sort of stuff, people
For sure.
don't necessarily have the same behaviors they used to. Right?
Absolutely.
Like they don't maybe go out as much or see people. So those bring people together
exactly.
and having them being able to chat. And also there was an educational piece too last month, right? You had a speaker.
We did.
Who told about her story.
Loretta Cody McCauley spoke to us and told us of her journey through breast cancer. And it was very moving.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone really was teared up. It's an amazing story of her survival and her fight. So I was really honored when I asked her to come and speak to us. So she talked a lot about obviously making sure we get our mammograms too, and, yep. and just what can happen, I guess. So it was really beneficial. I wanted to mention also that at the end of this month, we're having our Christmas Gala of Giving, mm-hmm. and it all is a benefit to Santa's Angels.
Okay,
so everyone's going to bring toys unwrapped and show up at the event. We're going to have a beautiful dinner at the Holman Grand and support Santa's Angels.
I love it. Okay. I love it. Tis the season. We'll have more with Tracy Warren, our Interesting Islander today, and we'll wrap things up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Not to be used as a personal flotation device.
Bogotical loves our customers. We love birthdays, and we love...
And we know you'll be impressed by our prices. Shop outside the box. Come to Vessi's, Route 25, York.
Chance of showers this morning. Showers will begin this afternoon with 5 millimeters expected. Wind southwest gusting to 40 and a high of 18. Showers will end near midnight and cloudy with a chance of showers overnight. Wind will shift to a north wind gusting to 40 and a low of +5. Tomorrow is mainly cloudy with a high of 6. It is 13 in Summerside, 16 in Montague, 15 here in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And don't forget, after 8:30, you will hear your text to win sound effect with Norton's Jewelers. 50 gifts in 50 days to celebrate 50 years of Norton's in downtown Charlottetown. That's still to come before 9 o'clock. We will wrap things up with Tracy Warren. Our Interesting Islander next.
Might as well go for a soul that nobody hurts and nobody cries. Might as well go for a soul that no.
Oh, yeah. Scott Like. Kim Mitchell, go for a soda. It's hey. Ocean 100, 8:22. Good morning. It's been a great morning. We've been chatting with Tracy Warren. She is our Interesting Islander, so let's hit this.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right. Let's do a couple shout-outs here really, really quick. All right, sure. Because I know your daughter. And your son-in-law, and the kids. All right, so let's shout out the whole fam jam here.
All right, let's do it. So my daughter is Karina Butler. She's director of operations at Ada Culinary Studio. Have you guys tried their donuts?
It's good. It's a great spot.
Sorry, I just had to say that.
Adam knows what's up.
I went sideways. Sorry. They're so good. Every week's a new flavor. Anyway, and Tim Butler is her husband. And then I have 3 amazing grandsons, Jonah, Miles, and Ellis. And then I have my son, Keegan Lazarick, and he owns Circuit Solutions. He's an electrician.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then my husband is Chris Wallace, and he's currently at Eagles Glen Golf Course.
Nice.
And he does some work at Mill River because Mill River Group owns both those courses.
Mm. Okay.
Incredible.
Purchased. Yeah.
Will they be coming tomorrow night, Tracy? Because we know that you're one of the stars in Dancing with the Stars.
They are all coming tomorrow night. I should mention Chris has 3 daughters, but they're all out west as well. So we see them.
We'll send them the video of tomorrow night.
Yeah, send them the video. Yeah.
So they're coming to cheer you on.
So they're coming to cheer me on. Yeah. So I got a... I forget how it came about. I guess it was through Kirsten Lund. Somebody mentioned, would you do Dancing with the Stars? And seriously, at first, it was a hard no. I was like, can I say hell no?
Say whatever you want. Yeah.
So then I thought about it for a couple of days. Because first I was like, I can't get up in front of people and dance. Like, seriously, I'm too old. So anyway, then I thought of it and I thought, this is not about me. This is about this, you know, worthy cause and bringing support to right. Hospice PEI. So I called back to somebody at hospice, I guess. And I said, look, I'm going to do this. Mm. And I did it quick and hung up before I could change my mind. It's like, I'm going into panic mode here now. So I've been practicing and rehearsing with Karina Boswell. She works partially, I think, out of... Aerial Warehouse. That's okay. where we practice and rehearse. And let me just tell you, she's a graceful, you know, beautiful dancer, choreographer, and yoga teacher. and she can move, and I'm standing there like a tree trunk next to her. Like, I can hardly bend, you know? So I was like, this is not going to be pretty, but it's going to be fun. I'm doing it for the better good, greater good. And, you know, obviously for hospice, it's so needed, and right. the comfort that it brings, you know, to the patients and the families. So I have so far raised $7,380.
Nice. That's awesome.
Thank you to everyone for the generosity. It's been amazing and humbling. So I really appreciate how many people have jumped on. I'm the second highest fundraiser, just saying.
Okay.
And toot, toot.
And fundraising hasn't closed yet.
And it has not closed.
Right?
Open till actually till tomorrow.
Right.
The third, I think. Maybe midnight the second. I'm not sure.
Just in case anybody is not familiar with the event or what actually goes into it, when you say you've been training, like with your dancer, like mm-hmm. that begins months in advance?
Yes. Yeah.
So you're months meeting ago. Regularly, choosing the dance, and like there's a lot to it.
So we're dancing to Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
You are letting all the secrets are out.
No, that's all. That's all. I'm not saying anymore. I won't mention the fishnet stockings.
Oh, my gosh. That's all. The cat's out of the bag.
I'm trying to like dangle level. The carrot.
And did you say you play a tree trunk? Is this what you said?
No, I move like a tree trunk.
Okay.
Karina actually, but Karina Boswell, it's so ironic. Her name is same as my daughter's and spelled the same way. Karina Boswell choreographed the whole thing. She is fabulous.
Unreal.
She put it all together, and then very techie and smart, she videoed us while we practiced, and then she emails me the video. So I'm at home, like, God help me if people are looking in the windows, but I'm dancing around the kitchen or in the bedroom and just trying to practice my moves and not embarrass anyone.
We are looking forward to seeing it tomorrow night. We're looking forward to seeing everybody dance tomorrow night. And of course, the big winner is going to be the great work that Hospice PEI does here on the island. So we're really looking forward to it. And if you want to make a donation, you can just hit up the Hospice PEI website and make your donation that way.
And tickets are still available.
Yes. Come on down, hang out with us. Like Jill and I are hosting the event.
I love it.
Yes.
We will get to see all of this firsthand and very excited for it. Tracy, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You definitely fit the bill as an interesting Islander.
Yeah.
We were very, very happy to have you here today, okay?
It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
See you tomorrow. Thanks so much,
Tracy.